KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's just after 8 o'clock. We have cloudy skies and 67 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms redeveloping later this afternoon, a high around 85. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Voters in the Red Oak Community School District have overwhelmingly approved a $19.9 million bond measure that will reduce the number of district buildings by one and allow for the renovation of the district's three remaining buildings. The ballots cast were 987 yes to 300 no. A 60% supermajority of the votes was needed in order for the measure to pass, and that majority amounted to 76.69%. The results are unofficial, of course, until canvassed by the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Voter turnout Tuesday was nearly 28%, or just 1,287 out of a possible 4,672 registered voters. With approval, the district's pre-K and kindergarten students will be served at the Washington Elementary School in Red Oak, the 1st through 6th graders at the Inman Primary School, and 7th through 12th graders at the Red Oak High School. The move is designed to save the district about $400,000 a year. The total project cost is estimated at $29.16 million with a state penny sales tax, helping to make up the difference in the $19.9 and $29.16 million. The district's tax levy will become $15.60 per $1,000 of taxable property value. The current levy is $14.28. A special investigation by the state auditor's office has identified nearly $145,000 in improper and unsupported payments to the former longtime city administrator in Harlan. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Terry Cox started working for the city of Harlan in 1977 and became city administrator in 1980. He resigned last year after other city officials raised concerns about his travel expenses. Auditors reviewed records for the last dozen years Cox worked for the city. The review concludes Cox got more than $123,000 in improper travel reimbursements. Auditors also determined Cox submitted claims for events that actually were not held or which he didn't attend. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The auditor's report indicated that Cox was a big tipper as well. Some of his tabs included tips of more than 20%. The review also discovered Cox was double-dipping and on 20 occasions had submitted claims for expenses that had already been paid by a professional organization. The state auditor's report that's available online includes copies of some of his travel claims, including receipts for travel to Council Bluffs casinos, where arrivals and departure times were either covered with correction fluid or crossed out with different handwritten dates added. There is also one instance where he submitted of the same hotel bill at Harrah's three different times. Auditors reviewed the player's card that Cox had at casinos in Council Bluffs, Altoona, and Kansas City to connect some of the dots in their investigation. The 121-page report has been forwarded to the Shelby County Attorney, the State Attorney General's Office, and the Division of Criminal Investigation. Assistant Shelby County Attorney Todd Argertsinger said yesterday that he hadn't seen a copy of the auditor's report at that time and didn't know whether any charges were pending against Cox. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Tuesday of 37-year-old Kenneth W. Dine of Red Oak on a felony warrant for parole violation. Dine was arrested at around 3:15 p.m. at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. The parole was in place for an original charge of third-degree sexual abuse. Dine was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. Red Oak police arrested a Red Oak woman Tuesday on a warrant for violation of her parole. Just before 12:30 p.m., officers took into custody 41-year-old Rachel Charisse Kathleen Haddon of Red Oak. Haddon was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and also held without bond. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Nebraska man was arrested at around 12:30 a.m. Tuesday following a traffic stop near the intersection of Highways 92 and 59. 22-year-old Tyler Joseph Schleichhardt of Omaha was pulled over for speeding 69 in a 55 zone. The deputy observed Schleichhardt showed signs of impairment. A search of his vehicle resulted in the recovery of 6.6 grams of marijuana. Schleichhardt was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance with an OWI first offense charge pending. A man from Underwood was arrested Monday for OWI second offense in Pottawatomie County after a deputy on patrol stopped to assist a motorist. 60-year-old Roger Huff was subsequently taken into custody and brought to the Pott County Jail. And 26-year-old Michael Lee Chase of Council Bluffs turned himself into the Sheriff's Department Monday. Chase was wanted on a warrant out of Pott County based on new evidence with regard to a parole violation. The Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a man was arrested last week on an assault charge. 22-year-old Travis Cole Sunderman of Clarinda was taken into custody the evening of June 22nd on a Page County warrant for domestic abuse assault, first offense. Sunderman was transported to the Page County Jail. He posted a $300 bond the following day and was released pending further court proceedings. The Harlan Police Department issued a report yesterday on some arrests and accidents. And authorities say 28-year-old Charles Alexander Watts and 24-year-old Kara Mart, both of Harlan, were transported to the Shelby County Jail on Monday following a call in reference to a possible domestic situation in the 1700 block of 8th Street in Harlan. Watts was charged with public intoxication, while Mart was charged with domestic abuse assault. Last Sunday, 39-year-old Marty Joe West of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. West was brought to the Shelby County Jail and charged with OWI second offense. He was also cited for dark windows and an improper rear tail lamp. On Saturday, 31-year-old Kayla Fate of Harlan was cited for driving while suspended following a traffic stop. And Harlan police investigated a few recent accidents, including one that happened June 20th when Marjorie Thompson of Tenet struck a building in the 1100 block of Morningview Drive. Thompson had intended to step on the brake but hit the gas pedal instead. A dollar amount of the damage was not listed in the police report. Five people were arrested on separate charges over the past week in Mills County. Sheriff's officials said yesterday 32-year-old Moo Gay of Omaha was arrested June 22nd for possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,000. This past Monday, 40-year-old Richard Finn of Pacific Junction, 26-year-old Dylan Frazier of Malvern, and 37-year-old Sarah Johnson of Glenwood were each arrested for driving under suspension. Their bonds were set at $300 each. And 21-year-old Kayla Shea Richardson of Glenwood was arrested Monday at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for failure to appear in court on an other violation, or Chapter 321A of the Iowa Code, which deals with motor vehicle financial responsibility. Her bond was set at $2,000. Finally, in area news, officials of the Cass County Health System in Atlantic report that beginning July the 5th, Roger Drown, doctor of podiatric medicine, will move out of the Southwest Iowa surgery into the Atlantic Medical Center, where he will continue providing foot and ankle care for all ages. CCHS CEO Brett Altman said that of the change, "We're very fortunate to have such an excellent foot and ankle surgeon caring for our patients here at CCHS, and that there should not be any disruption in patient care with this change in clinic location." Dr. Drown began caring for patients at the Cass County Health System in 2011 as a visiting specialist, and in 2014 he had moved his practice to CCHS. He performs a wide range of surgical procedures. All treatments are performed at the Cass County Memorial Hospital, and most surgeries are done on an outpatient basis. Southwest Iowa Surgery will continue to schedule appointments through the end of this month, but starting on July the 3rd, appointments with Dr. Drown can be made by calling the Atlantic Medical Center at 712-243-2850. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.